And so now Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made statements and announcements alluding that he might be making a third party run. Now, I'd like to see RFK Jr. team up with Donald Trump. But let's just say that RFK Jr. decides to make a third party run. Do you realize that that's game over for the Democrats? It's game over, folks. RFK Jr. will take so many votes away from Joe Biden that he has zero chance of winning.
I've not been this excited ever. Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Wow. You know, I just got to say, this audience is such a godsend. I can't even put it into words. And, you know, when I decided to make the pivot professionally from sports to politics, I knew there was only one team I wanted to play for. And I knew there was only one organization where I could do what I wanted to do. And once again, the audience has proved that my instincts were right. And I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. But again, you know, I didn't get into this business to talk about myself. I didn't get into this business to get rich or famous. And I feel so rich because the support of this audience, the support of my friends, the support of my family, the support of this crew, that's what makes me feel rich. And I could have $0 in my bank account and I'd still feel like the richest man on earth thanks to this audience and this crew. I really mean that. So that's just God is what that is. And that's this audience being the best audience there is, period. Now, let me get back to doing my job here and hosting the Alex Jones Show. And I will be with you the rest of the night on Sunday Night Live as well with some big guests coming up. But let's get back to the news. And boy, I mean, I've got more on Joe Biden, and maybe we should pick that up because there are some developments here inside the Democrat Party ahead of 2024. That they're going to have to deal with. And so I already played the juxtaposition of Donald Trump this weekend in South Dakota to massive crowds, Donald Trump in Ames, Iowa to massive support, and then Joe Biden on the road fumbling, bumbling, forgetting where he is, getting cut off by his own staff, getting no respect in India. But okay, let's get a little wonky here and let's talk about 2024. Well, let's look at the lack of support Joe Biden has. Joe Biden went live on Twitter and YouTube when he was giving his speech in Vietnam, where they cut him off the mic and they played him out with the music and they gave him the hook. Kind of like a bad comedian, you know, and it's like, hey, you got to give him the hook, get him off the stage. And that's Joe Biden, except it's not comedy. And his live broadcast on Twitter peaked at 1,800 views. 1,800. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a certain individual here, a big burly man, who could fart into the wind and get more than that on the live stream. But he's not running for president. Donald Trump is. Donald Trump's videos get millions of views every time. Donald Trump has more people lined up outside of his speech in South Dakota 10 hours before the doors even open than Joe Biden gets on a live stream speaking as the president of the United States in a foreign country. So let's not discount that as an indicating factor of where Joe Biden is at as far as popularity and political support is concerned. But believe me, there are panic buttons being pushed left and right inside the Democrat Party. Senate Democrats are freaking out over Joe Biden's terrible poll numbers. In fact, two-thirds of Democrat voters in a CNN poll would prefer anyone but Joe Biden. The option was Joe Biden or anyone else. 67% said anyone else. So, I mean, that could be the Hamburglar. They would vote for a ham sandwich over Joe Biden. Believe me, with the commentary and backlash that they're still getting from the 2020 election results and them seeing the popularity of Trump surging, believe me, the low view counts on videos, there's almost no support from Democrat voters is troubling for the Democrats. And they got one more problem, folks. Because here's the thing. It's not that the Democrats don't have a viable candidate for president. They actually have a great candidate, and that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., solid candidate. But they don't want him. Why? Because he's anti-establishment. Because he's anti-big pharma. Because he's anti-military-industrial complex. Because he's his own man that tells the truth as he sees it. The Democrats aren't interested in that. They'd rather have mushmouth, oatmeal brains Joe Biden up there fumbling, mumbling, bumbling around, and then they give him the hook on the stage. But what are they going to do? And so now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made statements and announcements alluding that he might be making a third-party run. Now, I'd like to see RFK Jr. team up with Donald Trump. But let's just say that RFK Jr. decides to make a third-party run. Do you realize that that's game over for the Democrats? It's game over, folks. RFK Jr. will take so many votes away from Joe Biden that he has zero chance of winning. Believe me, the Democrats know that. So they've got a rock and a hard place that they find themselves in, don't they? Do they go with RFK Jr.? Well, of course not. They don't want him in there. Do they go with Joe Biden? Well, gee, how can they go with Joe Biden? He's unpopular. So who's up? Well, Gavin Newsom was an option, but he's taking his name out of the hat. Gavin Newsom declares he will not run in 2024 and actually says Kamala Harris is the natural successor. Now, is that a joke? Is he trolling here? By the way, did you see Kamala Harris over the weekend? Guys, go ahead and B-roll me clip 11 here. Oh, no, give me the audio too. Yeah, go ahead. Hit it with the audio. What is that? That's Kamala Harris gyrating and humping. And we're not even in Willie Brown's office. We're not even on the Montel Williams show. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, is gyrating and dry humping. Classy. That's the successor to Joe Biden. The magic school bus lady. The Venn diagram lady. The bus goes here, the bus goes there, because that's what buses do. What is that? Surely the Democrats aren't thinking about running her. So where are they going to go from here, ladies and gentlemen? Is it going to be Michelle Obama? Are they really going to run Joe Biden again? What's that going to look like a year from now? Do not take this issue inside the Democrat Party lightly, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take it lightly. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the issue of the open borders and the, well, it's ironic, but it's unintentional irony of the Democrats not wanting any illegal immigrants in their cities, but only in Texas, they say now. That's amazing. We'll be right back.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing, and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single-source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.